Excuse me. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the August 27th Chatham County's own Board of Appeals meeting. First, the announcements. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Anyone wishing to give testimony during these proceedings this morning, please sign in if you haven't already. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony, and all of these matters this morning will be recorded. Decisions of this board are so-called final decisions, and any challenges or appeals to these decisions must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. Okay. All right. May we stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And taking the roll this morning, Ms. Stone is here. Ms. Brazaga is here. Good morning again. Mr. Vineyard is here and chairman is here. We have four members out of a total of seven, so we have a quorum and we can proceed. All right. Approval of the minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes from last month's meeting? Does anyone have any changes, suggested edits to those minutes? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All right. Voice vote. All in favor of approving the July 23rd, 2024 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous? Okay. No old business? We have one matter this morning on the regular agenda. It is 1104 Wilmington Island Road, a variance for the reduction of riparian buffer. Staff ready?
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Members of the board, this is Edward Morrow, Director of Development Services here at the MPC. I'm going to speak to you briefly about a request at 1104 Wilmington Island Road this morning. This is a request by Jonathan and Jennifer Christie for the purpose of reducing the Chatham County 10-foot riparian buffer on top of the state's 25-foot buffer for the purpose of installing a pool. The petitioner is requesting a 5-foot variance from Chatham County's 10-foot riparian buffer required by the Environmental Overlay District to construct a swimming pool. The property itself is about 0.81 acres and located within Chatham County's R1A EO Environmental Overlay Zoning District. The petitioners are requesting this variance as a safety precaution because as presently situated, the swimming pool they intend to install would rest approximately 7 feet 9 inches from the rear door of their home, which they believe presents a safety hazard. And so you can see here on your screen, this is an aerial image of the subject property. The pool is proposed to be installed at about this location, but we'll look in more detail in just a moment. I'm actually going to jump here to this. We can see this is kind of a concept with the survey boundaries so that we can see precisely where everything is. This is the existing dwelling. And I'm going to zoom in here just to show you. We have our there's the salt marsh, and then this is the 25-foot state buffer, and this is the additional 10 feet that is required by Chatham County's environmental overlay, which represents 35 feet. And so this is the proposed swimming pool and paver deck. So the petitioner is requesting to have this swimming pool sit about 5 feet at its maximum extent within this 10-foot required buffer. Right. So just to move forward, I'd like to enter the staff report into the record at this time for those details that I won't cover. Just to hit some of the pertinent findings for you. Again, for all properties built along marshland, the 25-foot riparian buffer is required by state law. Chatham County has required an additional 10 feet in its environmental overlay district. The petitioners are requesting to reduce this Chatham County buffer by 5 feet. The petitioners worked with the Department of Public Health to move their septic drain fields for the purpose of installing compliant septic systems. I'll jump down to note three, which is most relevant here. The applicant recently relocated their two non-compliant septic tanks for the purpose of meeting DPH setbacks and to provide space to install the pool. A DPH worker stated that they've spoken extensively with the pool contractor and the septic system shall remain 15 feet from the pool water edge and 10 feet from the pool deck. The homeowner may need the extra 5 feet due to the space required for both the septic and pump tank in the small backyard. The health department has checked off on the construction. Again, we have some details here concerning establishment of the jurisdictional boundary. And just to jump down to our evaluation criteria, Chatham County Zoning Ordinance establishes four criteria in evaluating a variance request, the first being that there are extraordinary or exceptional circumstances pertaining to the particular piece of property. This property has a seawall that acts as a barrier to the marsh and cuts off the natural marsh migration pathway. The portion of the backyard where the pool will be located is approximately 10 feet in elevation, and it's in an ex-flood zone, representing its relatively lower flood risk. The second variance criteria, the application of this chapter to this particular piece of property would create an unnecessary hardship. The application of the chapter does not create an unnecessary hardship. However, it does create a safety concern if the pool is located too close to the rear exit of the home. As you can also see, there is always the opportunity to reduce the size of the installation to potentially reduce the encroachment or to avoid it entirely. So not an undue hardship. The third condition, such conditions are particular to the particular piece of property. This condition actually applies to 228 square miles of wetlands within Chatham County. So again, not a unique circumstance, but it is important to note that the natural marsh migration path no longer exists because of the seawall that has been installed on the property. The fourth criteria, relief if granted, would not cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purposes. That is not the case here. The property possesses the seawall, which again stabilizes shoreline and reduces coastal erosion, meaning that there is no substantial detriment that would occur if relief were granted. With that, MPC staff does recommend approval of the request for the 5-foot variance from Chatham County's environmental overlay riparian buffer. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of staff? All right. Hearing none, who is here to speak for the petitioner this morning? Is that you? Step up. All right, hold on. Come up to the microphone. Give me your name, please.
Jonathan Christie.
Okay. Raise your right hand for me, please, sir. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
All right. You are the petitioner, I take it. And you've been running the gauntlet of DNR and health department and everything else. So we're down to just the Chatham County variance procedures.
Yes, sir.
And you want a pool?
I do. She really
you
wants it.
You want it, or did your wife want it?
I want it.
You're hesitant there.
I'm not looking forward to cleaning it.
Okay, be honest now. I put you under oath. Sure. Your wife wants it, right?
We want it. The kids want it.
How big is this pool?
What we have drawn up was a 20 by 40.
Okay. Any questions of this gentleman? No?
Good luck. I'm a major swimmer, so I'm in the pool every day out at the landing, so I know what it takes to take care of it, but I think you're okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone, have a seat, anyone here to speak against this petition? Anyone online? On the telephone? Anyone here present? Speak now or forever hold your peace, as the Reverend, good Reverend says. Okay. Hearing none, we will close the evidence in this case. Any discussion from board members on this small variance? Y'all are talking a bunch this morning. Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the variance?
I move to approve the variance.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second it.
By voice vote, all in favor of approving this 5-foot variance, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. See how easy it can be if you do everything by the book.
Right. And don't come in after you've already done it.
That's exactly right. That's right. That's when we get a little perturbed. Did a good job. Thank you. And I'm sure your wife will give you a big kiss after today. We're doing a good job. I was noticing the property up on Wilmington Island. Is that a separate lot or is that yours too? Okay. There's a lot of those things are subdivided and in a completely different family.
Not about combining them completely.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Thank you so much. Do we have any other business this morning? None.
Mr. Chairman, my wife wants me home. So I move.
Well, I'm not ready to adjourn the meeting yet. If your wife wants you home, I want to get you in as much trouble as I can. How you been, Mr. Mayor?
Great.
You okay? All right. Hearing no other business, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.